Chapter 7. Lee Finds Out. A week before the school dance, I still didn't have a date. Then one morning, I saw Adam as I was walking to my next class.
"I heard you need a date for Saturday,"
he said.
"How about going with me?"
"No thanks, Adam."
"Come on, Elle. You don't have a date. And neither do I."
He moved closer to me. "I don't want to go with you, okay?" I said. I didn't like the way that Adam was talking to me. He came a bit closer. Then we heard someone coming, and Adam looked round.
"Get away from her,"
Noah said, in a quiet but angry voice.
"Fine,"
Adam said. He looked a bit frightened. Noah and I watched him walk away.
"Are you okay?"
Noah asked me. "Sure, thanks," I said. I knew that I should walk away, but I couldn't. I put my arms around him and reached up to kiss him. Suddenly, someone was behind us.
"Elle? Noah? What?"
Lee started. I jumped away from Noah. My heart was racing, and my legs felt like they couldn't hold me up. Lee had his mouth open, unable to speak. I couldn't speak either. "Oh no! Oh no! Why did he have to find out like this?" I thought. "Why didn't you tell him before, Elle? He's going to hate you forever."
"Noah?"
Lee whispered at last, but he was looking at me.
"Tell me this isn't what it looks like."
"Lee, you have to believe me. I didn't," I tried to say.
"Elle, tell me the truth. Please."
"I'm so sorry, Lee." I tried to take his hand, but he pulled it away.
"Elle, we've been best friends all our lives. We don't keep secrets. But you have lied to me." "Come on, Lee. It was difficult for her,"
Noah said, staying calm.
"Leave her alone."
"You!"
Lee said. His voice was so angry, it sounded strange.
"I don't want to hear anything you have to say. You made her afraid of telling me."
Noah took a step toward Lee and pushed him into the wall.
"It was her choice,"
he said. "Yes, it was your choice, Elle," I thought. I looked from Noah to Lee. He looked back at me for a moment, and his eyes were so sad. Then suddenly, his arm flew out at Noah, pushing him away, and he walked off quickly. I stared at Noah, and then ran after Lee as fast as I could. "Lee, please wait," I called. But he didn't stop. Lee was the most important person in my life. He knew everything about me, all the things I loved and hated. He was my other half. I was terrified of losing him. Lee reached the parking lot and stopped at last. "Please, Lee," I said. "It's not like you think."
"Then what is it like?"
Lee said.
"You're my best friend, and you have lied to me. My brother is more important to you than me. Do you have any idea how that feels?"
Then he got into his car and drove away. Oh, why didn't I tell him sooner? I thought. Why was I stupid enough to kiss Noah in school? Why did Noah and I ever get together? And is Lee ever coming back? Noah was behind me and laid a hand on my shoulder.
El,
he said. Just leave me alone, I said to Noah. I went back into school, and he didn't try to follow me. I didn't listen to any of the lessons for the rest of the day, and Lee didn't come to any classes. At home, Dad was busy, so he didn't notice that anything was wrong. But I didn't want to tell him anyway. I called Lee lots of times, but he wasn't answering his phone. I didn't answer any of Noah's texts. I didn't want to talk to Noah, only Lee. Later, I tried to stop thinking about Lee, but it was hard. At 8 o'clock, I was doing my homework when the phone rang. Dad answered it in the other room. I knew it was Lee's mom, and that Dad was trying to calm her down. After a few minutes, he came into the living room.
Noah's gone, he said. He and Lee were arguing, and then Noah left. His mom doesn't know where he's gone, and he's not answering his phone.
Did she say what they were arguing about? I asked, feeling sick.
Yes,
Dad said.
It was about you. So can you please explain to me what's going on?
Noah and I, we were dating in secret because I couldn't tell Lee. My dad looked like he couldn't believe it.
But Noah? Of all the boys out there? Why him?
It all started at the kissing booth at the school carnival, I told him. I knew my dad didn't like Noah much, so it was hard to tell him the truth.
Are you in love with him?
Dad was saying. What? No, of course not, I said. He makes me happy, that's all.
Really? Are you sure?
Dad asked. I didn't say anything.
Have you any idea where he can be? His parents are really worried,
Dad said. I shook my head. I kept calling Lee, but he still wasn't answering his phone. Later, I couldn't sleep. I was worried about Noah, of course. But most of all, I was worried about Lee. At midnight, I turned my light on again and picked up my phone. This time, Lee answered.
El?
Lee, I'm so sorry. I didn't want this to happen.
Yeah, but it has happened, hasn't it?
I know. I made a terrible mistake. I thought it was better not to tell you. I was afraid of telling you. But I know it was wrong to lie to you. I was crying now. Do you hate me?
I don't hate you. But I really don't like you much at the moment. Get some sleep now, Elle. See you in the morning.
You mean... you're still giving me a ride to school?
Of course I am.
I started to cry even more then. Good night, I said, when I could speak again. Then, Lee, you know you're really important to me, don't you?
Yeah, I know. And I really care about you, too.
He said.
But I don't have to like you all the time.
I was smiling now. I know. In the morning, I raced downstairs as soon as I heard Lee's car. I jumped inside and threw my arms around his neck. He laughed.
"Nice to see you, too," he said.
"Lee, please believe me. I really am sorry."
"I know,"
he said. We sat in silence for a while. Then I said carefully, "Have you spoken to Noah since last night?"
"No. And I don't want to either," he said. "He's made this mess. Now he can look after himself."
"El, Lee is the most important person in your life," I thought. "If you can't be with Noah and be friends with Lee, then you have to choose being friends with Lee." At school, no one knew anything about what was happening. Everything was totally normal. But Noah wasn't there. On Tuesday, I saw him at school, across the hall. I walked the other way. I knew from Lee that Noah was still not at home. Then on Thursday, I was coming out of the restrooms when I walked straight into Noah.
"El, we have to talk,"
he said.
How are you?"
"Much better now that Lee has forgiven me."
"He hasn't forgiven me,"
Noah said.
"I'm really sorry he found out like that. I hated seeing you so unhappy. I was lying to him, too. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I haven't been able to sleep. I know you probably don't want to see me again."
He was speaking really quickly. "Where have you been?" I asked him.
"In a hotel. I didn't want to make things worse for you with Lee. I've tried to forget about you. But I can't. I need you back. I can do it right this time."
He started to move closer to me, and my heart jumped. What was he trying to tell me? "El, Lee has just forgiven you. And now Noah wants to go on as before? That's crazy." Noah touched my hair. "No, this is not happening. It can't."
"No,"
I said to Noah. His eyes were looking straight into mine. "El, don't let him kiss you now, because then you won't be able to be strong."
"No,"
I said again. "I have to go." And I ran away. Not because I was afraid of Noah. I was afraid of how I felt about him.